Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about take every possible step to minimize construction costs. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. If you're looking for good used equipment, then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. And also, we have an affiliate link here, help pay for the show here. It is, if you're looking for great Caterpillar apparel, shirts, hats, boots, shoes, tennis shoes, you name it, anything with the logo on there, come to this, which is, like I said, is affiliate link at www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. All right, here we go on to the podcast. The moment you set your foot in the construction industry, you got to think like a businessman or woman who does. Well, you do not have to think like a miser, but you need to think like a wiser. So you need to be smarter on your thinking. Well, you only need to become more mature when it comes to construction costs and sideline things that are important for your business. People who belong to the construction industry often advise that one needs to make its choices correct when it comes to spending on construction equipment. But it is only the construction equipment that forms a major part of the business spending. There are many other costs that occurs in this segment of business, and the owner needs to ensure that he or she keeps proper control on that spending. There are both occurring and non-occurring expenses that are needed to meet every month, and if the company does not minimize its costs on things that are not so important, then it will find itself in a comparative tougher position. Number one, follow a very top-notch budget. Once you have a new project in hand, you tend to make a lot of spending on things that you feel that will require for the project. However, the truth is the total spending that you totally actually require is just half of that. The rest remains unutilized. This is not a good sign for any business house whose motto should be to reduce costs of construction and not overspend on things. Therefore, it is important that the moment you bag a project, you start preparing a plan on things that you need and the amount of money that you are ready to spend on it. You need to prepare a solid budget that has to be realistic. Also, give proper instruction throughout all departments to strictly adhere to the budget, and if they overstep the budget, they take prior approval from you. Other than that, under no circumstances they should go beyond the amount allocated to them. Next, your planning should be absolute bang on. You know, you should have it right there to the top of the tip. Before you start working on a project, you give some time to plan things up. It is very crucial that you have the proper plan in place and you work according to it. Frame the plan by discussing things with the architect, the contractors, the guy who looks after the finances of the company, and other important people who can help you streamlining things and set things right for you. Try to have the precise estimates of raw material and if the price will grow or come down to the near future. Have a talk with the trade contractors about it and try to sense the situation of the market. On the basis of these information, you should plan out things, and while planning, pay stress on the minimization of the cost of construction in every possible manner. And lastly, check the actual with the estimates. It is important that you match the actual cost with the estimated cost and see if there's any overspending happening. If actual are slightly on a higher side, it means things are are in control. But if you find that there is a good difference, then you got to take charge of the situation and fix things immediately. You know, fix it. You don't want to wait till the end of the project and try to do change orders to get some of your money. No, 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 no. So do it right from the beginning on any of your construction projects. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.